Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurvich for Refuah Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is L'Zeichen Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Tes, and we will be Ezer Hashem Yisbarach beginning on Daf Tes Amar Aleph at the new Perek. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Min Agroigris. If somebody makes a declaration that Hareini Nazir Min Agroigris from dried figs, Umet Hadvela, or figs that are pressed together. So obviously, there's an inherent difficulty with this declaration. One, Naziris figs have nothing to do with Naziris. So says the Mishnah, Besham Omrim Nazir. Besham says that such a person is considered a Nazir. And Beis Hillel's opinion is that in a Nazir, he's not a Nazir. The simple pshat, as the Rishonim say, in understanding the opinion of Beis Hillel, is because, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, a concept that Rav Shimon introduces, his declaration was not really a declaration which was made the way people typically make Naziris declarations. Naziris declarations have nothing to do with figs. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda in explaining the opinion of Beis Shammai, says Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kashamar Beis Shammai, even when we have the opinion of Beis Shammai, Lo Amru Ela, the Isser is regarding that he's not going to be allowed to eat figs, and it's speaking about a situation, but I'm Arei Lo Karban, when he said, first he made the declaration, Hareini Nazir Min Agroigris V'Dveila, and he then continues to explain that what he meant to say was that the concept that we've learned so many times in our Masechta Nedarim, that he meant to say that they should be treated like a carbon and that he will not be allowed to have them. And therefore his nether is considered a valid nether from figs. But according to Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation, even Beis Shammai agrees that he's not a Nazir, because if you use the words Min Agroigris Min Advela, which as we just said, has nothing to do with Naziris, if you use those words, you can't possibly become a Nazir. Or you could become according to Beis Shammai, even according to Beis Shammai, a Kub Yehuda, is that it's considered as if made a nether not to eat figs. He used the word Nazir. So Tosfos explains what he meant to say with the word Nazir is that I'm going to be separated, not Naziris in the way we've been learning Naziris in this Masechta, all the halachas of being a Nazir. It's just another way of saying that I'm going to be separated from Groigus to Dvela. What's going to be Beis Hillel's opinion? What Beis Hillel's opinion is going to be, say most Rishonim, is that Beis Hillel viewed this statement as if somebody said, Harei Olai Karban Naziris, that he's going to bring a Karban Naziris, and you can't bring a Karban Naziris unless you're a Nazir. And that's why, according to Beis Hillel, his statement is completely ignored. Many Rishonim say that, according to Yehuda, when we make this determination, that's what he meant, when Rabbi Yehuda is saying that's what he meant, we only say that's what we meant when we ask him. And he says that is indeed what he meant. What he meant was to separate himself from figs. But if he doesn't say that was his intention, even Rabbi Shammai would agree, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that his statement is meaningless. There are other Rishonim, that's the opinion of the Rosh and the Miri. Rebbeinu Peretz disagrees, and he says that even if we don't ask him, and even if he doesn't say that's indeed what he meant, the halacha is that's what we take as the meaning of his statement. The Rosh says the Tanna Kamma, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, will hold that even if the person says explicitly that this is what I meant, doesn't make a difference. He will not be a Nazir from a carbon. The Rambam, however, disagrees. The Rambam says that, on the contrary, that even according to Beis Hillel, which we just finished explaining, the statement is considered a meaningless statement. Beis Hillel will agree, suggests the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, that if he will say explicitly that was the, my intention was to make myself separated from, that I won't eat figs, even Beis Hillel will say that we will accept that statement. So the Gemara quotes what we just learned in the Mishnah, that if somebody said Hareni Nozim and Agregus Menevela, Beshamarim Menozer, Beshamarim considers him a Nozer, ask the Gemara, Vamai, why would that be considered a valid Naziris? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Michal Ashiyas Megefen Ayayin Om Rachmana, that Naziris applies to grape products? Where do fig products become part of my Naziris discussion? And that sort of Chedushei Basra explains that, indeed, what is the Havamina? So Chedushei Basra explains, as we learned, the Pasuk says that in the Parsha of Naziris, that Sheikhar, and the Gemara meant to ask, maybe Sheikhar does include figs, because figs also have the ability to intoxicate. But we know that that's not the Taich, that's not the definition of Sheikhar. So ask the Gemara, how could he become a Nazir, according to Beis Shammai? Answers the Gemara, Beis Shammai sever like Rameya. Beis Shammai agrees with Rameya, the Omer ain't other moitz dvar levatala. The opinion of Rameya is discussed extensively in Masecht Erechin, Daf Hei. The Gemara, we know that the Torah, in Parshas B'chukaisai, gives every person, based on their age and on their gender, a value. That's called Erechin. A person, however, said that he's going to give the Erech of a certain vessel. He's going to give the Erech of a person who's less than a month old, which the Torah does not give an Erech to such an individual. How do we view that statement? Machloikus Rameya Dechachamim. Rameya says, Ein Adam Moitzit Dvar Levatala. A person doesn't just speak without any purpose. So since, as we just said, says Rameya, there is no Erech for a person less than a year, month old, for a Keli, what we say that he meant to say is that he's going to give the value of that Keli. Similarly, when somebody says the Gemara, Hareni Nozim and Agregris, even though it's a meaningless statement, but if we're going to subscribe, says the Gemara, to the opinion of Rameya, of Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav Levatola, then we'll have to say that we have to do something with his statement. And since we're going to have to do something with the statement, we'll ignore the part, at this point of the Gemara at least, we're going to ignore the part of the Grigris, and we'll accept just the part, Hareni Nozer, that he's a Nozer. What is Beis Hillel's opinion? The Beis Hillel says that the statement that was made in our Mishnah is a meaningless statement. Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel Savala Kreb Yoisi. Beis Hillel agrees with Yoisi. Domar, a Gemara Masechta Temura, Begemar Dvar of Adam Nitvas. And again, to explain the opinion of Reb Yoisi. Reb Yoisi, we know that Torah Gdoisha speaks about a parasha of Temura. The parasha of Temura says that if you have an animal which is a carbon and you attempt to substitute it, says the Torah Lo Yamirenu, if it's a perfectly good animal, you may not do a substitution. And the Torah goes on to say, Vim Hama Yamraisai, and if you do attempt to make a substitution, Vahayahu Umsaras Tumrasai Kaidish, both the original animal and the Temura is Kaidish. Now, the Gemara discusses there, where somebody has an animal and says that the Temura should be an Oila and a Shlomim. Now, it can't be both an Oila and a Shlomim. They're very different types of Kabbanis. What do we do when somebody made such a statement? So Meis says that Tfois Lasharishin, and it's whatever was said first is what the animal will be. Rabbi Yossi says, B'gvah Dvar of Adam Nitvas. We also look at the end of the statement, and therefore, what we do here is that it's considered that I meant to say both a Temurus Oila and a Temurus Shlomim. It can't be an Oila and a Shlomim at the same time. So Rabbi Yossi says, what we do is we take this animal, we wait till it becomes a balmum, and we sell it, and half of the proceeds are used to bring a carbon oila, and half of the proceeds are used to bring a carbon shlamim. Here too, in other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying, you have to look at the person's entire statement. Says the Gemara, here too, says Reis Hillel, we have to look at the entire statement. And since we have to look at the entire statement, this person says, Areni Nozer Minhei Mina Groigus Minadvela, we can't ignore that part of the statement, and that start statement shows that he did not intend to really be a nozer. There's no such thing as a nozer mina groigris umnadvela. And therefore says Beis Hillel, Hare neder upeschei imahu. And as the Rishonim explained, that by saying Hareni nozer mina groigris umnadvela, he's regretting, he's from his original statement, and that's why he wouldn't be a nozer. And of course, as we learned and will learn, it has to take place toich kedei dibur. Another explanation is that not that he said it and he ignored it, but he never said it. It means that he originally said something which has no real meaning. And since he said something which really has no real meaning, because you can't be a nozer, as we've been learning, menagregus menadvela, it's ignored. But the Rishonim ask a question. Yes, we explain the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And yes, Rabbi Yossi says, Af b'gmah dvar of Adam Nitvus. We look at the entire statement that the person made. But we look at the entire statement. So why over here do we not look at the entire statement? On one hand, he indeed said, which doesn't really have meaning. But he also said the first part of his phrase. He said, Areni Nozer. And since if we look at the first part of the phrase, when he said, Hareni Nozer, he ought to be a Nozer. So Taisus answers, when does Rabbi Yossi hold Af B'Gmah Dvar of Adam Nitzvus? We look at the entire statement that the person made. When the first part of his statement and the second part of the statement can coexist. So as we explained, when somebody said, Hareza Tumuris Oyla Tumuris Shlomim, we explain there is a way to make that statement work. We'll sell the animal and we'll take half the proceeds for an oila and half the proceeds for a shlamin. Since those two parts of the statement can coexist, that's why halachically they have meaning. But saying Hareni Nozer Menagroigrus Menadvela is a statement that cannot exist. It doesn't make any sense. And when you have a statement, says the Gemara, that can't exist, says Rabbi Yossi, or really says the Gemara, in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Beis Hillel, then the entire statement is going to be voided. Taisus asks the question, why did the Gemara have to say that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is that Beis Shammai follows the opinion of Rameya that ain't other moitzi dvar v'atala, and Beis Hillel follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that Af B'Gmah Dvar of Adam Nitvas. As Tosfos, wouldn't it have made more sense to say the opinion of Beis Shammai is based on Rameya, that Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar V'Atela, and the opinion of Beis Hillel is like the Chachamim, that Adam Moitzi Dvar V'Atela, sometimes people say the wrong thing. Says Tosfos, if that's the way the Gemara would explain the Machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we would end up with a situation where Rameyer and Beis Shammai are the same opinion. We don't want that Rameyer's opinion should be locked into Beis Shammai, because we always passing like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. And because of that, the Gemara said that Rameyer is with Beis Shammai, but it's not that Beis Hillel is with the Chachamim, rather, the way to understand Beis Hillel with Rabbi Yossi, and maybe Beis Shammai in other situations will hold like the Chachamim, Ramei will hold like Beis Hillel, and we will not have to lock in those two machloikas and that machloikas, Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, as the machloikas, Ramei and the Chachamim, as machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But ask the Gemara, Beis Hillel made a very compelling argument. When somebody makes such a statement, why is it considered a valid Naziris? Why should we not view it either, as we explained, both Pshatim in Beis Hillel, either to understand it as a meaningless statement, or to say that it shows that he immediately regretted what he said. Says the Gemara, Ella Beishamai Savrilei, the Gemara explains Beishamai's opinion. Beishamai really holds, says the Gemara, Kremei Doma, Ein Oda Moitzit Varel Vatala. People say something that has to be a relevance to what they're saying. And therefore says Beishamai, Kima Doma Areni Nazar, as soon as he made a statement, Areni Nazar, so Havalei Nazar, he becomes a Nazar. V'ki Kamar, and if afterwards he says, Menag Roigris Im Menad Velop, what he means to say, L'tshulihu D'kosli, he wants to regret on his Naziris. And Beishamai L'tamayu, it says the Gemara, Beishamai here is following their opinion that Beishamai has in many places, the Ein Shaila B'Hegdish, that if somebody is Magda something, they can't go back on it. You can't be Mata Neder, you can't go back on a Hegdish. Just like there is no Shaila and Hegdish, says the Gemara, Beishamai's opinion is that Naziris is a form of a Hegdish. And since Naziris is a form of a Hegdish, Ain Shailab and Naziris, you cannot reverse yourself on a Naziris either. And since you can't reverse yourself on a Naziris either, that's why the halacha will be that even though it is clear when he said Menag Roigris Umnat Vela, he meant to go back, it can't, but Beis Shammai holds, whenever we speak about Hegdish, that is not an option. And as the Rishonim explain, why does Beis Shammai hold that you can't go back on a Hegdish? Because you can't be Shoyl on a Hegdish, you can't be Mataned on a Hegdish. It's because what happens when we go to a Chochem for a Taurus Nedorim? What happens is that the Chochem turns the Neder into a Neder Taurus. But, says Beis Shammai, that Hegdish, there is no concept of Neder Taurus. And if there's no concept of Neder Taurus, that's why there's no concept of being able to be Matan Neder of a Naziris. Why is Naziris considered like Hegdish? So Rashi and Tosfos both say, the Pasuk says regarding a Nazir, Kodesh Yir Gadol Pesah Roshoi, that Torah is connecting a Naziris to Hegdish. The Asim Daraisa, however, points out that that would only make sense, going back to something that we discussed on Daf Gimel, if we indeed hold that Naziris is a mitzvah, that Naziris is a positive. So that's why we can understand when the Torah says Kodesh Yir, it's considered like Hegdish. And just like Hegdish obviously is a mitzvah, so too would be Naziris. But there are others that say that since the Pasuk says regarding the Nazir, Kol Yimei Naziroi Kodeshu LaHashem, says the Sefri, that Pasuk would be a good source for Beis Shammai to say that Naziris is considered Hegdish, even if it's not considered a mitzvah. The Rit al-Ghazi gives a different explanation why Beis Shammai, why the Gemara actually is saying that Naziris is considered like Hegdish. Since, as we've been discussing extensively in our Shiurim, that a Nazir at the end of his term has to bring Kabbonis, then the halacha is that that's why Naziris is considered Hegdish. If a Nazir becomes Mitzoyra in the middle of his term of Naziris, the halacha is he has to stop his Naziris and become Tor. And the question is, the part of the purification process of a Mitzoyra is that he has to shave all of his hair. So is he allowed to shave his hair? Or on the other hand, he's a Nazir. And the Gemara, Masechta Yevamos, and the Rishonim discuss it, say that the mitzvah say, there's a mitzvah say of not Mitzoyra cutting his hair, and she vidoicha de lois say. But there is a question. The Isser for a Nazir to cut his hair is not only a lois say, there's a mitzvah say as well. As we just said, the Pasuk says by a Nazir, Kodesh Yir Gadol Parasai Roshoi, so that should be considered the case of Esay V'Lois Esay. And the halacha is that even though Esay is Doicha Lois Esay, an Esay is not Doicha Lois Esay V'Esay. So from here we see that how's he allowed to cut his hair? Answers the Rambam that a Metzoira is not considered a Nazir. The fact that while he's a Metzoira, he can't count as Naziris day, so he's not in the category of being a Metzoira, and they, of a Nazir, of the Pasuk of Kaddish Yeh Galapas Aroshoi, and that's why he would be allowed to cut his hair. Says the Shalom Eishif, that Beis Shammai accordingly will agree with Beis Hillel that there's going to be a case where Nazir can be matter his Naziris. Even though we just learned in the Gemara that Beis Shammai's opinion is that a Nazir cannot be matter Naziris, he says a Nazir who becomes a Metzoira doesn't have, we just said, according to the Rambam, the Kedushas Nazir. What's preventing him from being matter his Ned of Naziris? The fact that he has Kedushas Nazir. But says the Shalom Eishif, a Nazir who came with Metzoira, the Rambam says, doesn't have that Kedusha, at least according to the Rishonim that learn the Kedusha of the Nazir from that Pasuk, and therefore, he even Beis Shammai would agree he can be Matan Neder. The Asfan Daraisa disagrees. He says, since when he took upon himself the Naziris, he was not, says the Asfan Daraisa, he was not a Metzoira, so that Kedusha of Naziris became a Kedusha that, as we just explained, according to Beis Shammai, you can't be matter. And therefore, it remains that way, even if he became a Metzoira. So our Gemara is now discussing the halacha of Hegdish, and the halacha of when can you or can't you regret your Hegdish. The question is, as we know, throughout halacha, there's a concept of Tarkadei Diba Kadiba Damei, that if within that short amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, or it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Meiri, you could regret. The question is, what's going to be halacha regarding tzedaka? What's going to be halacha if somebody pledged amount of tzedaka and then he regrets? Can he change his mind or not? There are the Shach and the Tzois are both of the opinion that one could, just like in any area of halacha, and tzedaka as well, if you change your mind, if you reverse yourself, tarkadei dibur, it's going to be valued, going to be acceptable. There are other opinions, the Pesach Tshuva in Yerideya, Siman Reish Nun Ches of Katan Zayin, quotes other opinion that say that by tzedaka, you can't change your mind, even tarkadei dibur. But, point out the Paiskim, the Masham, and other Paiskim, that since we're learning in our Gemara that it's only the opinion of Beis Hillel, of Beis Shammai, that one cannot be matter neder of tzedaka. But Beis Hillel's opinion is one can be matter neder of tzedaka. So since according to Beis Hillel, one can be matter neder of tzedaka, so we should not rely on the person reversing himself Tarkadei Dibur, but we can rely on Beis Hillel's opinion that you could be Matan Neder. And therefore, if somebody pledged money to Tzedaka and he wants to change his mind, the halacha is what he should preferably do is not just rely on the fact that he changed his mind, he should preferably go to the Chacham, he should go to Rav and be Matan Neder. Tosis says that we just learned that Beis Shammai's opinion is that just like Ein Sheila Behegdish, that the halacha is there's no concept of saying that I made a mistake by Hegdish. And that's why the Achiezer says that Beis Shammai will say you can't be change your mind, Tarkadei Dibur. Why does Beis Shammai hold that you can't change your mind with Tarkadei Dibur? Or rather, the better way to say, is that Achiezer asks a question. When we're learning now that according to Beis Shammai, you can't be matan neder of a Hegdish, what would Beis Shammai's opinion be regarding Tarkadei Dibur? Will they hold that Tarkadei Dibur is also not an option? Or just because you can't be matan neder of Hegdish doesn't mean that Beis Shammai is going to hold, that is also the halacha regarding Tarkadei Dibur. So Reb Chaim Oizer in the Sefer Achiezer says that question is really dependent on how we understand the halacha of Torah Kedei Dibur. Do we understand the halacha of Torah Kedei Dibur is that the Torah, Chazal, gave us the right to change our mind as long as it's Torah Kedei Dibur? Or does it mean that I'm recognizing I made a mistake? And Chazal say that I can recognize my mistake and accept the Torah Kedei Dibur? Or does it mean that Torah Kedei Dibur is still considered I'm still speaking? If we hold that Torah Kedei Dibur, the halacha views as if I'm still speaking, so that even though Beis Shammai holds ain't sheila behegdish, it won't have anything to do with what he says that Torah Kedei Dibur and Torah Kedei Dibur maybe would be valid according to Beis Shammai. But if we're going to learn that Torah Kedei Dibur is considered an acceptable mistake by Hegdish, Beis Shammai says there's no acceptable mistakes. I saw a very interesting vort from the Noam HaMelech. There was once somebody that came to the Noam HaMelech and said to him that he has a cow that gives milk. And the cow gives milk, and that's the source of his income. And now something, a very important mitzvah opportunity came up, and the question was, should he sell his cow or not? And the Noam HaMelech said, don't sell it. But the person said to Noam HaMelech that you had once such a story and you did sell your cow. So how do we reconcile what you're telling me and what you did? So he said, that Noam HaMelech said, my attitude is that ain't shayla behegdish. That if I have a question as far as Hegdish is concerned, I don't ask any questions. Once I decided to do something positive, I follow what the Gemara means to say, ain't shayla behegdish. I no longer ask questions. I just do what I thought I'm going to do. So we've explained extensively the opinion of Beis Shammai. Now says the Gemara Beis Hillel, that holds in our Mishnah that that somebody made this statement of Hareni Nozer, Mina Groigers, Mina Dveila, we discount his statement. Why? Says the word Beis Hillel, Savri, Krav Shimon. Krav Shimon, Beis Hillel hold like the opinion of Shimon, a Mishnah, a Mesech de Menachos, Mav Kuf Gimel, Amen Aleph, when the Mishnah says, Harei Olai Mincha Min Asayrim. Somebody wants to donate a Karban Mincha out of barley. But there is no Karban Mincha. There are Karban Minchas that come from barley. A Mincha Soita comes from a barley. But that's not a Mincha that one could donate. That's a Mincha that's only brought when somebody is obligated to bring such a Mincha. But here we're referring to an individual who made this interesting statement. I'm going to bring a Karban Mincha. I'm going to bring a Karban Mincha Min HaSoirim. So the question is, how does the halacha view that statement? Rav Shimon says, Tana Kama holds that since there is no such a thing, as we just explained, as mincha min asayrim, we'll tell him that he has to bring mincha min achitim. He has to bring mincha from wheat. Rav Shimon says he doesn't have to bring kama mincha at all. Why shlo hisnadev kederech hamisnadev? What he said doesn't have any meaning. There's no such a thing as a donated mincha from barley. Similarly, somebody says, according to Beis Hillel, Hareni Nozer Min HaGroigus Min Dveila, that statement, even if he meant, is a meaningless statement. And since it's considered a meaningless statement, Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon that the statement is ignored. Says the Gemara. Masnissen, but now the Gemara wants to suggest a different way of explaining the machloikus of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Masnissen d'loy kaitana. Our Mishnah is not going to be consistent with the opinion of the following Tanya. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Hareni nozer min hagroigus min hadveila, Rav Nosson amar Beis Shammai oimrim. Beis Shammai says that if he meant to say that he wants to be prohibited from eating figs, nodder, he made that nether, and that's what we're going to accept. And according to that, he will not be, what we will say is that he will not be allowed to eat figs. V'nozer. And if he doesn't say that that was his intention, we say that he meant to be a nozer. The way the Rishonim explain, what it means to say nozer v'nozer, his statement has to be taken into consideration. But what that means to say is that either he's going to be a nozer or he's going to be a nozer. Something is going to happen here. And as the Rosh explains, this is the way the Rosh is explaining the Gemara. And the Rosh says that the basis of this explanation is because, as we learned earlier in the Shir, Beis Shammai holds, Ein Adam Maitzi Dvar Vatala, people don't waste their words, and therefore we have to give some validity to his words. Beis Hillel Amar Nozer, he's going to be Osir to eat figs, Vein Nozer. However, he won't be a Nozer. So what the Gemara said, that Masnissim Teloiket Laitana, that the Braisa is not, that Reb Nosson just said, is not consistent with any of the Tanoim mentioned in our Mishnah, is quite understandable. Because according to the Tanakhama and Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, the statement is completely ignored. Reb Nosson says that the statement is not ignored according to Beis Hillel. According to Reb Nosson, Beis Hillel will agree that he may not have figs. And according to Beis Shammai, also, according to the Tanakhama, he's going to be a full-fledged Nozir and not be Osir from figs. According to Behuda, he's only going to be Osir from figs and not be a Nozir. And according to Reb Nosson, we're giving him a choice, as we learned according to the Rosh, Nozir or Nozir. Says the Gemara, how will Reb Nosson explain the Machloikis of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Savalek Reb Meir. Reb Nosson is going to say, as we said, that Beis Shammai's opinion is based on Reb Meir's opinion that we discussed on Amar Aleph. Then Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, and therefore we have to give it some validity. And therefore, it's also going to be either a Neder or a Nozer. And Reb Yehuda, and therefore he's going to be a Nozer, because if we follow the concept Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, he's going to say that he meant that he doesn't want to have figs, as Rabbi Yehuda explained Beis Shammai's opinion in the Mishnah. Beis Hillel, as we said, is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi. Af b'gmar dvar v'adam nitfas, we look at the entire statement, and as we explained earlier in our shir, since if we look at the entire statement, it's a statement that doesn't have meaning, not nidroi or pischei imai, as we learned earlier in the shir, and therefore Beis Hillel ignores the statement. Lishnach v'na amri la, Reb Nosson oimer Beis Shammai, and therefore he's not a nozer, but he could still be a neder because he said menagroigus medvela, and we'll say that that's what he meant. He meant, says Reb Nosson, according to Beis Hillel, that I want to separate myself from figs. Lishnach v'na amri la, there's a different version that in Reb Nosson explaining the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding the individual who said Hareni Nozim and Agregus Mendevela, Reb Nosson Omer Beis Shammai Omerim Nodur, if he said that he meant to say that he's not going to have figs, the Nether is a Nether, but he can never be a Nozir, Vein a Nozir. He can never be a Nozir, even if he says that that was his intention, because the statement was a meaningless statement. Or Beis Hillel Omerim, Beis Hillel will say Loi Nodur Veloi Nozir. Beis Hillel will say it's not a nether because he didn't express himself in a nether, and he's certainly not a nozer. According to this version, Reb Nosson disagrees with the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, because according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, Beis Shammai holds he can be a nozer, and according to Reb Nosson, even Beis Shammai agrees that he can never be a nozer with such a statement. What will be the machloikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to this understanding of Reb Nosson? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai holds like Reb Yehuda, that when somebody made a statement, Hareni Nozer, Menagroigus Menadvela, what he meant to say was that I'm making a nether, that I should not be allowed to have figs. Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel's opinion is going to be that, according to Reb Nosson, like Reb Shimon, that we learned at the bottom of Amud Aleph, that whenever somebody was not misnadiv, kederach ha-mesnadavim, when somebody said something that is not the way the halacha expresses itself or explains itself, then it's a meaningless statement. And there's no such a thing as hareni nozim and agroigus and advela. Ask the Gemara to not hosom. The Mishnah says in Masechta Menachos, daf kuf gimel amen aleph. Somebody said, we refer to this, if somebody says, I'm going to bring a carbon mincha from barley, as we said, there's never a mincha that you could donate that comes from barley. So the Tanakhama says, yavi minachitim. You bring from wheat. Similarly, somebody says he's going to bring a carbon mincha from kemach, which is flour that wasn't sifted, all donated carbon minchas, all carbon minchas, not even just the donated ones, but all carbon minchas only come from soilus, which is fine flour, flour which was sifted from all impurities, yavi soilus. Shloi b'shem levana, or if somebody said he's going to bring a carbon mincha without the oil and without the levana, and the halacha is that every minchas nadava, every donated mincha has to have shemen levana, yivena b'shem levana. You should bring Shem Nelvayna. If somebody said that he's going to bring a chatzi isorin, a half a isorin of flour, and every minchas nadova halacha has to come from an isorin of soilus, yavi isorin shoylem. If somebody said isorin a mechza, again, the carbon mincha is always brought in the measure of full asroinim. If somebody said he's going to bring a carbon mincha of an isorin a mechza, the halacha is yavi shnayim. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. We interpret, or we say, that even though he said something that doesn't halachically have a validity, we accept what he says. We make what he says work, so to speak. Rav Shimon says, no, you have to declare yourself the way you're supposed to declare yourself. And if not, it's considered a meaningless statement. Says the Gemara, man Tana, who does the opinion of the Tanakhama follows? The Chi Omar, that if somebody said, that he said, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley, which as we keep on repeating, there is no such a thing as a carbon nedava from soirim. The halach is mevi chitim, that you'll bring from wheat. Amar Chizkiya, says the Gemara, the Tanakhama's opinion, machloikis shnuya, is really a machloikis abesham beisilu, is really the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and our Mishnah. And obviously the Tanakhama is going to be following the opinion of Beis Shammai, that even though the statement somebody makes doesn't work, we make it work. Says the Gemara, why do I say that? Because Lo Amri, as we just explained, Lav Amri Beis Shammai, haven't Beis Shammai taught us in the Mishnah? The Ki Amar, when somebody says Hareni Nozer and Agregus Men Advela, he's a Nozer, even though it doesn't really make any sense. Hachinami, so too in the Mishnah, Masechta Menachos, says the Tanakhama, if somebody says he's going to bring a carbon mincha from an asayrim, which doesn't work, we're going to say what he means is, mevi menachitin. Of course, implicit in the Gemara is a question. What the implicit question is whenever we have a machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel, the halacha is like beis Hillel. And here we're saying that the Tanakhama, who's typically the opinion that we follow, is really basing his opinion on Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan, I feel time with Divrei Hakol. The opinion of the Tanakhama in that Mishnah, in Masechta Menachos, could be even according to Beis Hillel. But Omer Eloi Yusi Adeya, the Mishnah is referring to a situation that somebody who said that I'm going to bring a carbon mincha from Soirim, I'm going to bring a donated carbon mincha from barley, and then is told, well, there is no such a thing. Says, had I been aware of that, then I would have never said that. I would have, of course, said I'm going to bring carbon mincha from wheat. And the reason I did it, said barley, was because I made a mistake. And since he said he made a mistake, therefore, and I would have certainly brought from wheat, then he has to bring from wheat. But, and therefore, since his mistake is an understandable mistake, since his mistake is an understandable mistake, it could be corrected. Even though the Rishonim say that, why is that acceptable? The halacha is that once you make an incorrect mistake, it should be meaningless. So explain the Rishonim that the reason it's considered it's considered like umdun al muchach, a concept that we often speak about in our shurim, where it's obvious that that's what he would have done and that's what he meant to do, then we could accept his explanation. Amar Chizkiya says, Chizkiya lo shanu, the Mishnah Masechet Menachos that said that the Tanakhama said that if somebody said that he's going to bring a karm mincha min ha-sa'irim, the loch is that he brings menachitin, is elosh omer min ha-sa'irim. Avol min ha-doshim, let's say he said he was going to bring a karm mincha from bean flour, then the loch is le-maisa v'le-klum. Then the loch is that we ignore his statement. Why? Because, explained the Rishonim, when somebody says barley, it's a mistake that could be understood. And since it's a mistake that could be understood, because there are Karban Minchas from barley, yes, we've been learning, there's no Karban Mincha that one brings from barley that when you donate the Karban Mincha, but there is such a thing as a barley Karban Mincha. So we could work with that mistake. However, when we speak about Adoshim, beans, there is no Karban Mincha under any circumstances that's brought from bean flour. And since there's no Karban Mincha that's brought from bean flour, then there's no way to explain that explanation. And therefore, when there's no way to explain to bring that Karban Mincha, even if he says, as the Gemara just said, that if I would have known, I would have said wheat if I would have known the barley or beans are not an option. You can't explain away such a blatant mistake. And therefore, even the Tanakhama will hold that he doesn't have to bring a Karban Mincha. Ask the Gemara. Michti, Chizkiya. Chizkiya that said that somebody who made a declaration that he's going to bring a Karban Mincha from beans, it doesn't have to bring any Karban Mincha. Chizkiya, a moment ago, who did he explain the Mishnah Masechta Menachos? Kebe Shammai. He said that the Mishnah over there is following the opinion of Be Shammai. But ask the Gemara, let's think about the opinion of Be Shammai. Ha'adashim l'gavim mincha, when we speak about bean flour as far as a carbon mincha is concerned, it's k'groigris l'nazir domi. It's like figs and a nazir. There's no carbon mincha from beans. There's no nazir from figs. And yet in our Mishnah, even though there's not such a thing as a nazir from figs, we've been learning in our Mishnah, the Karban Beis Shammai have a nazir, that if somebody says, Hareni nazir min agroigus min advela, he'll be a nazir. So what you're saying now, as we just explained, that when your mistake is so blatant, we ignore the mistake, then everybody agrees that we ignore your declaration, our Mishnah doesn't seem to teach us that. Says the Gemara, Hadabei Chizkiya. Chizkiya went back from what he said, that the opinion of the Tanakhama is consistent with the opinion of Beis Shammai, because were we to hold that way, then the halacha ought to be that the statement of Min Adashim, Hareni Mevi Mincha Min Adashim, should be considered. V'mai Hadabei, asked the Gemara, well, why did he regret it? Why didn't Chizkiya continue saying that the opinion of the Tanakhama is based on the opinion of Beis Shammai, and if the opinion of Tanakhama is based on the opinion of Beis Shammai, any mistake has to be worked with, and not say that certain mistakes that are so blatant. Amar Rava, the reason Chizkiya walked away from explaining that the Tanakhama and that Mishnah Masechet Menachos is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, Masnisin Kasisha, because according to Beis Shammai, indeed the halacha should be that if somebody made a statement that he's bringing a Karban Mincha min ha-doshim, the halacha should be that it's not, that it's a Karban Mincha. So if that's the case, my iri, the Tanam min ha-sa'irim, What our Mishnah speak about a case when he made a statement that he's not going, there's going to bring Kar Mincha from Soirim. The Mishnah could have said a bigger Chiddush, listen min Adoshim, and say that according to Beis Shammai, and we're saying the Tanakam is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, any mistake is we try to work with. Elo, Sava Cheskia, says the Gemara, Cheskia's opinion is, Ki Kamer Beis Shammai Hasam, when Beis Shammai said in our Mishnah that Hareini Nozim and Agroigris, Kibes Hillel, the Rabbi Yehuda. He's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda said that if he we say or we ask him and he says, as different opinions of Rishonim, that what he meant to say was that I'm not going to have figs, and figs is something that you can make a nether about. And since figs are something you can make a nether about, that's why we explain it that way. But it has to be something that's in the realm of making a mistake. But if something that's not in that realm, then the halacha is even according to Beis Shammai, it's a meaningless statement. But Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, and explaining the Mishnah in Masechta Menachos, says that the opinion of Tanakhama in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos is not only in a case where somebody said that he's going to bring a Karban Mincha Mina Sa'irim, do we say, well, he really meant to bring a Karban Mincha and he should bring him in a Chitim? But even when he said Mina Adoshim, that's what we're going to do, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan with the Omer, Rabbi Yochanan in explaining the opinion of the Tanakhama in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, wanted that that opinion, that the Tanakhama's opinion should be able to be consistent even with Beis Hillel. And he explained that what does the Tanakhama mean to say? That Ilo Yisi and Deish and the Durm Kach, if I would have known that there's no such thing as a Karban Mincha from Soirim, Lonadati Kach El Kach, then I would have never said Soirim, I would have said Chitim. So if that's the case, then it has nothing to do that with the mistake. Rabbi Yochanan should, if that's the case, then even Rabbi Yochanan should agree that somebody who said Min Adoshim, then it should be meaningless. Because the halacha is, when could you make a mistake? Because it's not a mistake that could be understood. Says the Gemara, the way to understand Rabbi Yochanan is as follows. That indeed, Rabbi Yochanan holds, somebody says, Harei Olai Mincha Min Adoshim, Rabbi Yochanan will hold that even the Tanakhama agrees it's a meaningless statement. What's happening here is the Dvar of the Chizkiya to come. Rabbi Yochanan is addressing Chizkiya. And Chizkiya said that the reason of the Tanakhama is because the Tanakhama holds like Beis Shammai. What? And now Rabbi Yochanan addresses Chizkiya and says to him, At my Tama Kohadrit Bach, why did you change your mind? That if somebody says, Min Hadoshim, even the Tanakhama will agree it's meaningless. Shouldn't like Tani Min Hadoshim, because with that the halacha, then the Mishnah should have said that bigger chiddush. Says the Gemara, Dilma, maybe the way to understand the reason the Mishnah didn't say it is the way to understand the Mishnah is with a loy mi bay kama. Loy mi bay kama kadoshim, if somebody said that he's not going to bring, that he's going to bring a mincha from beans, the maisa mincha me'al yisop, then he'll have to bring a proper kama mincha from wheat. Because we could explain, he's trying to change his mind. First he said, and he wants to bring a full-fledged Karban Mincha. And now he's changing his mind, and he says, and therefore we don't accept what he says, because we say, as we've been learning throughout our shir, that you can't change your mind, maybe. But if he said, which is a mistake that is legitimate, what he meant to say was, I want to bring a Karban Mincha like the Mincha of the Omer which is brought from Bali, or the Mincha of the Saita which is brought from Bali, Tigdish. But if it's not going to be that Karban Mincha, if I will not be allowed to bring a Karban Mincha like that, then I don't want to bring a Karban Mincha. K'mashlon, the Maisim Menachitim. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent throughout. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that if somebody said min hadoshim, it's a meaningless statement, even according to Tanakhama. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying is to Chizkiya, based on the way that you are explaining the opinion of the Tanakhama, that the opinion of the Tanakhama is consistent with the opinion of Beis Shammai, So the halacha ought to be that not only in the case where some, that halacha should be that not only in the case of menasa'irim, it's going to be a carbon mincha that I'm going to have to bring, but from wheat. Even when I said menahadashim, not only even, as Rabbi Yochanan just said to Chizkiya, even more so when I said menahadashim, if you're basing your opinion on Beis Shammai, that we don't let words go to waste, then the halacha should be, you should have to bring a full-fledged carbon mincha.